Shalom to all. Today's Avos Rishayim Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting about the 10th line at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Mater Beshvura and the Vilnitzer's Daf. It's right at the beginning of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're in the middle of learning about the Isser to sell a behema gasa, a large animal, to a guy. And the reason is because maybe he's going to end up lending it or renting it to him. The guy's then going to do malacha with this yid's animal on Shabbos, and that's also because the Shvus is behemtoy. A yid has to ensure that his animal rests on Shabbos. And the Chum of the Mishnah had said that even a Shvura, an animal which is maimed, it has a mum, some defect or issue that renders it unable to work, is still usher to sell to a non-Jew. But as we just quoted from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mater B'Shvura, Rabbi Yehuda allows selling such an animal to a non-Jew. And the Gemara clarifies, Loim Rabbi Yehuda El B'Shvura She'enu Yechalus Rapais, Rabbi Yehuda only allowed selling a Shvura that is not able to get better, it's not going to be able to be healed, so this animal will never end up doing work. They asked him, if it's a female animal, they're going to bring a male to it, and that's going to bring new animals, new behemoth gasois for the non-Jew. So Amrulani responded to them, I was only talking about a shavar animal, which is a male. They can't get any better, and the male's not able to have children, so we don't have this issue. So they asked him, we still have the same problem. They'll just bring a female animal to this male, which is maimed, and it's going to be the same problem, that's going to breed new animals for the non-Jew. Now, what do we learn from this whole conversation? Rav Avin says, B'shem Rabbanan Taman, Zoysa Meris, this tells us, Sha'asar lahamtzi lohen zera, the one's not allowed to even help a non-Jew breed animals, not just that he's not allowed to sell him a behemah gasa, he even can't help the non-Jew breed behemah gasas. And we see something similar, Tamatanin over there, Maseches Becharis, we learned in Mishnah, Halakeach uber chamer shel nachri, somebody who buys the uber, the fetus of the donkey of a non-Jew, so the non-Jew is the one that owns the mother donkey, and the yid is buying the fetus, or v'hamaycholoi, a yid who sells the fetus of his donkey to the non-Jew, al v'mishen or rashai, even though he's not allowed to do that, and furthermore, hamishtatifloi, if he joins in a partnership in an animal with a non-Jew, he either contracts from the guy or he gives an animal to the yid, contracting it to him. Both these situations, the one who's working with the animal gets 50% of the profits, namely any animal that's born to the one that he's working with, he gets 50% of it. In all these cases, the first animal which is born is not considered a bechor because it's partially owned by the non-Jew. And doesn't this tell us that it's also to be mamsi and ubar, that it's also to provide a fetus of a behema gasa to a non-Jew, because we see right in the beginning of this Mishnah regarding a yid selling the uber of his donkey to a non-Jew. So we see that's aser. So he responded to him, you're right. However, Kvar Kadamach Rav Avin already came before you. Demar Rav Avin B'Shem Rabban Taman, because as we just quoted, Rav Avin said in the name Rabban over there, Zoysa Merisus tells us, Sh'aser L'hamsi L'hen Zera. Now we go on to the last part of the Mishnah, the Ben Maseira Mater B'Sos, Ben Maseira allows selling a horse to a non-Jew. And that's because, as we had explained in the Mishnah, this is the whole problem of selling a behema gasa to a non-Jew, is because you might end up giving it to him, or you might end up lending it to him, or renting it to him, and he's going to use it on Shabbos. We don't have that issue with a horse, because even riding a horse on Shabbos is not an Isser D'oraisa, and so even if the guy ends up riding the Jew's horse on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Now, we further clarify, Loi Amar Ben Beseira El Besus Zachar, Ben Beseira only said this with a male horse, and why is that? Shuharik Ba'alav Muhammad, because it will kill its rider in war. Meaning, it's not with all horses the Ben Beseira allows. A Yid's only allowed to sell a male horse to a non-Jew, because he's going to end up riding it in war, in battle, and it's going to end up killing him. Now, why is this? So, two different opinions. Yesharim, some say, because the male horse is going to run after a female one, it's not going to listen to the rider, and because of that, the enemy will get him. And Yesharim, some say, that's because a male horse has to stand stationary in one place to relieve itself, as opposed to a female, it can relieve itself while it's running, and while the horse just stops mid-battle to relieve itself, the enemy could get him. Now, what's the difference between these two answers? Hasris, a horse which is sterile. Manda Amr Shu Ratzachar Nekeva, according to Manda Amr, the reason why it's going to end up killing its owner in battle is because it runs after the female. Well, Zeh, Eino Ratzach Nekeva. A male horse which is sterile is not going to chase after a Nekeva, whereas Mandamar Shu Amir Mashtin, according to the one that stands to relieve itself, Afgu Amir Mashtin, this one will also stand and relieve itself. Now we ask, Devar Chachamim, what about the Chachamim who asser selling a horse to a non-Jew? Why is that? Rabacha answers, Mesherim Tanchon Barchia, that's because Lechshi Yazkin, when the horse gets older, Hukadenu Berechayim, he ties it to the millstone and it walks around grinding the grain, even though right now you don't do malacha with it because it's just used for riding. When it gets older, the guy is going to use it for malacha, so that's why Yid's not allowed to sell a horse to a non-Jew. Now Rabbi Yosef Barbon says, B'shem Rav Chana, Ben Beseir of Rav Nason, Amru Davar Hachad. Ben Beseir and Rav Nason say the same thing. Where do we see this? Detani, we have a braisa, Haitzi Behem of Chayiv Oifais, if a person carried out an animal, a wild animal, or birds on Shabbos, Bein Chayim Bein Mason, whether they're alive or dead, Chayiv is Chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. However, Rav Nason says, Mason Chayiv, Chayin Potter. If he carried out a dead animal on Shabbos, he's chayiv. But if it's a live animal, he's potter. And why is this? Because of the yisoid called chay noises atzmai. A live thing carries itself. Anyone who's lifted another human being before, even if the person's pretty heavy, you realize that you're still able to lift them. They're not so heavy because chay noises atzmai. A live person carries themselves. Whereas if you've ever been out of levaya and you've carried the mita, you realize that a person who's not here anymore, the neshama is already up in shemayim. Their body is so heavy, even if they were 100 years old and weighed 75 pounds in real life, the mita itself is unbelievably heavy. That's the idea of chay noises atzmai. And that's why Rav Nosson says that if a person goes out carrying a live animal, he's potter, because chay noises atzmai, it's not considered like he's carrying it. And that's the same exact thing in Bebeseira. The reason why Bebeseira holds there's no iser d'oraisa of riding a horse on Shabbos is because the horse is not really carrying the person. Chay noises atzmai, the person carries himself. And so we see that Bebeseira and Rav Nosson hold the same thing. So now that we have this clarity, the Gemara asks, Laman alpha on base on top, Rabbanon isla hain mishum chiyuv chatos. Rabbanon hold that there's a chiyuv chatos, ve'inin mesivin lehachin, and they responded a different way. In other words, now that we just showed in this brisa that the chum are mechayiv for carrying a live animal on Shabbos, because they clearly don't hold of chay noses atzmai in this case. So we're asking, why did the Gemara just before explain the chachamim's reason for asering selling a horse to a non-Jew, because when it gets old, it's going to do malacha, even though now it can't? Of course it can do malacha right now, according to the chachamim. According to them, there's an iser for a horse to carry a rider on Shabbos, because they don't hold of chay noses atzmai. And the answer is, kishitase shivu. They were responding to Rabbi Yehuda according to his shita, and they were telling him, kishitascha, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you say there's an issue of selling a behemah gasa even when dealing with a horse. Ofanan islon, we also hold l'chsheyaskin, that when it gets older, he's going to connect it to the millstone and it's going to end up doing work for him. And that's why they didn't respond with the din of chay noses atzmai, because they know that Rabbi Yehuda argues with that. They're just trying to say, Rabbi Yehuda, here's something that even you would agree with, and that's why they didn't mention anything about chay noses atzmai. Now we can use something similar. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Imrani, I say, shehu aser, that's aser to sell a horse, shum shnei dvarim, because of two reasons. First of all, mishum klei zayin, because of weaponry, mishum hilchos behem agasa, because of behem agasa. Behem agasa is like what we just said, that when it gets older, it's going to end up being connected to the millstone and do work like that. Klei zayin, which means weapons, is because horses were trained in war to kill people who had fallen down on the ground. They were trained to trample them, and there's an iser for a yid to sell a weapon to a non-Jew. And v'tanikin, we have a brass just like this, chay agasa ke behem agasa, a large wild animal, a chay is a non-domesticated animal, is like a behem agasa, a large domesticated animal. Now, Mantanisa, who taught this? Rebbe, that's Shitas Rebbe. And Devar Chacham, what about Lachamim, which is Shitas Ben Beseira of our Mishnah? Rav Isna quotes Chanan Barba, who says B'Shem Rav, Chay Agasa ke behema daka, a large non-domesticated animal, is like a small behema, which we said is altali on Minhag. And on to B'nu Halacha, Halacha Dalet, continue with our discussion of a place where we have minig to do this or that. And here we go back to discussing Pesach. Makam Shanagu Leichel Tzli, B'lei Lipsachim Eichlin, Makam Shanagu Shaloi Leichel, Ein Eichlin, a place where they have minig to eat roasted meat on Pesach night, so they eat it. But if the minig is to not eat roasted meat, so they don't eat it. Now this is talking about after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The fear is that if they would eat roasted meat, people would think that they're actually eating the Karm Pesach outside Yerushalayim, and so that would be a reason not to have roasted meat l'al Pesach. Another din, Malkam Shagu Lahadlik is a ner b'leil Yom Kippurim Madlikin, Malkam Shagu Shaloi Lahadlik in Madlikin, a place where they have a minig to light a lamp on the night of Yom Kippur, so they light it, but if the minig is to not light the lamp, then they don't light it, and we're going to see in the Gemara why that would be. However, even if it's a place where the minig is to not light the lamp, Madlikin Batei Knesiyos Ubatei Midrashos Umuvos HaAfelin V'Algabei HaChaylin, we still would light these lamps and lights in shuls and batei midrashim, in dark alleyways, and by a sick person. That's because we don't have any chashash. And now we clarify the first din of the Mishnah. Ravba ba'al kumi rav imi, Ravba asafar rav imi, afilu basar egel, in these places that have the minig not to eat roasted meat, lel pesach, is that even calf meat, basar egel, which basically is referring to beef? The reason why he's asking this question is because we know that the karm pesach is either a goat or a sheep, so maybe there's no problem eating basar egel. Amar lei responded to him, no, afilu basar egel, even basar egel. So we ask afilu basar oif, even fowl, poultry, is that a problem? So Amar lei told him, afilu basar oif, even that's a problem. So suffer maimer, they want to say, afilu beitza, afilu kolkas, even eating a roasted egg or a roasted onion would be a problem. Seems to be that anything roasted lel pesach is a problem. So Amar reviewed in Reb Chanin, he answers that no, the only iser, again in places that have this minug, is something that was shechted. That's because we're afraid it's going to be confused with the karm pesach itself, and people are going to think that he's eating kachim b'chutz. But if it's not something that's shechted, it's a vegetable, a fruit, or egg, or something like that, then there's no problem eating it roasted lel pesach. Now moving on to the next din, Tony Reb Shimon Elazar, he tells us, Yom Kippur Shechalia is b'Shabbes, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, afilu makam shaloi nagu lahadlik madlikin. Even if it's a place where the minig not to light candles on Yom Kippur, this year they will do so because Yom Kippur is on Shabbos and it's covered Shabbos to light candles. And Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul says b'Shem Rebbe, halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar, that halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar. And darsh Rav Chiya Barva l'Tiveria, Rav Chiya Barva darshan for the people of Tiveria, k'adon Rav Shimon Elazar, like the dinner of Rav Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yosef said that Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Nachman said b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Chizkia said v'amrilon. Some say it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha who said b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. Makom shenagu lahadlik meshabach, mimakom shenagu shaloi lahadlik. Places where they have the minig to light candles on Yom Kippur are more meshabach. They're better than the places that have minig not to light. And Rabbi Yirmi, he explains teidol chashuken. You should know this is true. How so? Shari Yom Kippur shachalias b'shabbes afilu makom shenagu shaloi lahadlik madlikin. Because when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, even if that place has a minig not to light candles on Yom Kippur night, when Yom Kippur is Shabbos, then they do light candles. So clearly, the minig to light candles Yom Kippur night is better than the minig not to light candles. Now we clarify the minig itself, why to yes or to not light candles Yom Kippur night. So Rav Rav Simon, Trey and Amrin, both of them say, Teidol chashuken, you should know this is true. Shareya isha zet sunua, this person is sunua, ve'ina mishamish mitasi la'araner, he's not going to have tashmish by the light of a candle. And a further clarification, bain kaman to ar madlikin, bain kaman to amar in madlikin, both according to the man to amar, that we light candles or that we don't light candles Yom Kippur night, that's what b'nei hergel aveira, due to the possibility of doing an aveira. We know that tashmish is asur Yom Kippur night, and both of these man to amrim, either to yes light candles or not light candles, are just to prevent the person from doing an aveira. Man to ar madlikin, the one that says that we do light candles, that's true rayom is bayish, because he sees, he's now able to see his surroundings, and he's going to be embarrassed, he's going to be ashamed to have tashmish Yom Kippur night. And man to amar in madlikin, the one who says not to light candles, that's shaloy yireh, so that he should not see his wife v'yisav and desire her. So both of them are really coming to accomplish the same thing. Now, Tony, we have a braiso which expounds on the Mishnah. Now, remember, the Mishnah concluded that we do light candles in shuls and bat midrashim and dark alleyways, and now we have a braiso that expounds on that. Tony, the braiso tells us afilu bate kisois, that's a proper girso, bate merchatzayos, that even in bathrooms and bathhouses we light candles in Kippur night, and lachain sricha, that's why this is necessary in the Mishnah. Afilu makam shaloi nagu lahadlik, that even if we're in a place where the minig is to not light candles in Kippur night, still madlikin in these areas such as shuls, bat midrashim, dark alleyways, bathrooms, and the like, we do light candles because it's rare that a man and a woman are going to be there, and so we don't have a chashash for tashmish. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Yom Kippur on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.